commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:17 p.m.
Wow, 717, that is a palindrome. I'm pretty excited about that. Not really. I don't know what's happening. Oh, sure I do. Of course I do. Because the actual time is 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, means that you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, you are. This is a very dubious goals committee, and I am a very dubious chairman of this committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm drinking tea. And that should come as a surprise to absolutely no one. What will probably come as a surprise to you is what kind of tea I am drinking today. So, make your guesses now, because I'm about to reveal that I am, in fact, drinking the Longjing today. Yes, we got the Dragon Well out again. And boy, you know, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it and talking about it, maybe we need to pour us some more. I think we do. Oh, good. Yummy, yummy tea. Did I spill? Why is my teapot dripping? I think I just got some more on the table. Okay, so more tea. I love drinking tea. I really do. It's not even funny. And speaking of things that aren't funny, I mean, seriously not funny. I guess we should consult the numbers, lady. I think we already all know what numbers are going to come up. So if you're listening for, you know, 406, 409, what is it, 851 and 882, there's a 300 in there. I guess we can do it. We've got nothing else to fill up the time, so we might as well say, hey, numbers lady, what are the same numbers you've been telling us every day for the last two COVID-19 weeks?
The numbers are 316.
Here we go.
Number 406. Number 409. Number 412. Number 430. Number 436. Number 851. Number 882.
Boo! Boo! Oh, numbers lady, you've become such a disappointment. I hate to say it, but we're going to have to find something or someone to take numbers lady's place. And I think I found somebody. Hi. Okay, so somebody who was just sleeping right here next to me has decided to wake up because she heard me talking. And it's not numbers lady. No, you're not numbers lady. You are numbers kitty. Yes, it's numbers kitty. Okay, so now I gotta get the banky business pit ready, because we gotta do banky business, because it's all about numbers, and you're numbers kitty, huh? Alright, come on. Come on, get in the damn kitty pit. Be a good baby. Right, so as I was saying, we're going to have to find some kind of substitute. There you go, good cat. We're going to have to find some kind of substitute for numbers lady. Oh, what are we going to do? I've had a couple of ideas, but, I'm not sure where to go with some of this stuff. Well, for example, one thing that I thought of as a substitute for numbers lady would be clamps lady.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps. Heavy-duty clamps can crush the surface you're clamping. A quick solution to this is slipping a shim under the clamp before tightening. A corner clamp or band clamp helps when you can't use a standard clamp.
Because this one time at band clamp, right, Pippa? Are you a band clamper? You're a band clamp baby. You're Band Clampinets. You're Jed Clampets. Are you going to find some Texas tea? Yeah, you're a good baby. Look at your face. You have the kitty face. Somebody has a kitty face. All right, so other substitutes for numbers lady might include something along the lines of, I don't know. Yeah, I hear ya. Look at it. Look at this. Look what everybody's writing in IRC right now and in comm. Yeah, banana cha-cha lady. Oh, banana cha-cha. Momo lady. And of course, now there's people just typing in banana and then banana lady. Yeah, that's what we need. Banana lady. But I don't think the biggest question has been answered. Yeah, you think this is a setup? Where's he going with this? Where's he going with this? I think the biggest question that people need to ask is, what the hell is this C-clamp?
C-clamp is named after its shape.
What?
It has a threaded clamping action, generally used for holding items stationary.
But isn't it shaped like a D? I mean, when the clamp is closed, you got a straight line and then there's the hooked part. That's the letter D. That's not the letter C, clamps lady. I don't think clamps lady is going to be a good substitute for numbers lady, because clamps lady clearly does not know the alphabet or anything about alphabet clamps. Oh, sure. She knows something about band clamps, because this one time at band clamp. And if you think about it, that's the weirdest part about it. I mean, we've got C clamps, we've got D clamps, we got band clamps, but there's no banana clamps. Why is that? Well, it's because of that greasy mess you made. Boy, are you going to get it now. Kirk Cameron, why are you making
greasy
messes?
Boy, are you
going
to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Oh, you need something fast, Kirk Cameron? How about a bar clamp?
A bar clamp is similar to a pipe clamp, but lighter. You'll use these for all kinds of repairs where you need to let glue set up.
Maybe that's not such a good idea after all. I mean, if it's for glue setting up, that means we've got to give Kirk Cameron some glue, and he's already making all these greasy messes. Do we really need this to happen? Isn't this just the type of situation that attracts French people who are trying to teach us their ancient, sacred French cuisine cooking techniques? Oh my God, it's too late. Oh good Lord, here they come again with le troisième œuf. Avec le troisième œuf and a pincée de sel.
Mon beurre.
Mon beurre. Où est les œufs? Où est le sel?
Je vais rajouter.
Yeah, ajouter.
Une belle pincée de sel.
Yeah, pincée de sel. Ok, d'accord,
voilà,
d'accord.
Allez, on porte à ébullition.
Où est mon pomme de terre?
Je prends les pommes de terre. Alors, on a pris des pommes de terre à chair farineuse.
Yeah, shove it up your nose, he says in French.
On les met dans le petit moulin.
Ok, so here's what you do. You grind up your potatoes. Try not to make a greasy mess, Kirk Cameron.
Très très grosse ébullition, c'est vraiment super important.
Tout de suite. Et on mélange, il faut que on ait une boue, c'est ça, hein?
Voilà, ça fait ce qu'on appelle une panade.
Oh. C'est incroyable.
Tranquille, et puis après on y va un petit peu énergique.
Allez. Oh, look at my French stirring technique.
Ouais.
C'est chouette.
Et ça, si c'est pas bien
incroyable.
Bouillant. On n'a pas un très,
maintenant,
très bon résultat.
Où est mon œuf?
Voilà, et maintenant tu vas incorporer les
œufs
dedans.
Où est le premier
œuf? Un par un. Alors les œufs, on fait attention quand on incorpore les œufs pour pas que ce soit trop chaud.
Attention, d'accord. Attention.
Allez, on y va.
Ah, d'accord, le premier œuf.
Vite, pour pas que ça cuise. On refroidit. Attends.
Ici, le deuxième.
Voilà.
Oh,
attends, oui. Tu peux séparer la masse.
Tomate, kudasai. Oh, wait,
là,
that wasn't French.
On fractionne, et là.
Give me that second egg.
On incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Oui, le deuxième.
Tac, 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 je fractionne.
Où est le troisième œuf?
On incorpore le troisième.
Oh, le troisième œuf. Yes! That's what we need. We need French egg numbers, lady. We need a lady with a French accent who counts the eggs. Le premier œuf. Le deuxième œuf. La troisième œuf. I know. We'll get Brigitte Bardot's little sister, Mijanou. Well, enough with the speculation. I guess I need to play us some music, because I don't feel like doing anything. So, let's go with the old mainstay, Justin Johnson. Looks like he's going to play us something on a mandolin today. How's he got it tuned? I wonder if he's got it tuned like a mandolin, or if he's got it tuned like a four-string cigar box guitar, because these are, in fact, different tunings. So I am mostly curious. Okay, pressing start. Why is this not going? I hate digital stuff. That's kind of funny to me, but I like that. And, you know, not exactly your standard mandolin repertoire, but that's fine. You know, normally when somebody picks up a mandolin, they're going to bust out the Bill Monroe. But no, not Justin Johnson. He's going to play some blues. That sounded pretty cool, actually. Looks like Justin's got some other new stuff up. So let's see what else. Oh, here's some Skynyrd with a shot glass on a resonator guitar. This ought to be kind of fun. Let's go, Justin. I push start. Why doesn't anything there? He's pouring a drink. He's pouring some whiskey into a shot glass with his left hand. He's taking the shot. Here he goes.
Oh.
cool. Very cool. And in case you're wondering, that instrument did turn out to be a dobro. And you might also be wondering, what was he drinking? Well, bourbon. Some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Boutique bourbon. But I cannot read the label or give you any more information about it. Sorry about that, kids. All right, so I'm thinking that if we're going to check in with some of the regulars that we listen to on DGC, so maybe we need to check in with Luna Lee. What is Luna Lee doing today?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh my God, first of all, Luna Lee is Korean, Mr. Lee. Second of all, she doesn't need to get her shirts 30% cleaner, because she's got skills, and we're going to have to check out some skills right now, if it would work. Of course, we got a buffer. Okay, that was very cool. Luna Lee doing some Clapton by way of Derek and the Dominoes with Layla. And she decided to just cut it off at the end there, but, you know, that's cool too. That was great. One thing that I especially liked of that track was that she had to switch instruments. For the keychain change. Not the keychain. Keychain is the thing that's on the counter with my keys on it so I can drive my car. In that, the song modulates. The song changes key. And so what you may not know is that the Korean gayageum the gayageum. I do not know how to pronounce Korean, but basically this is a, you know, a gujeng or a koto. This is a diatonic instrument. You can only play it in one key. And so in order to do the key change in the song, she had to play another gayageum. And so she had to switch back and forth. And that was awesome. Oh, I wonder how she's got those tuned. Not key-wise, but I mean, you know, she's playing Western music. Are they harmonically tuned, or does she have them, like, Western-tuned? You know, chromatic equal temperament? That is one question I would have for Luna Lee. Oh, but I would also ask her...
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
To which she would reply, no, I'm looking for boyfriend Nebraska. And then I would reply, I think I can help you with that. And then we would make beautiful music together, just like this. Okay. Yeah, if that ever happens, if Luna Lee and I accidentally ever create any type of Momo Land, please feel free to shoot me in the head. Phew, but that'll probably leave a mess. Somebody's gonna have to clean up my splattered brain. Who should do it? I don't know, maybe Kirk Cameron?
I get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Ow, Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast. Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry!
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, nothing. Just cleaning up Tobe's splattered brains all over the kitchen because he accidentally wrote a Momo Land song. Is that something you can do? Oh, I've gone on vacation by mistake. No, holiday. I've gone on holiday by mistake. Never, ever do that. Never go on holiday by mistake. You're better off just wandering around in a grocery store. Just go up and down the produce aisle. Stay out of the Pop-Tart aisle. Find the fruits and vegetables and get yourself a delicious banana.
Banana.
Everybody needs a delicious banana. And if you can't get that, get a banana.
Banana.
Anyway, I got to get out of here. I've got a race to watch. I've got a race starting here in I saw it on the schedule, but that's when the coverage starts. The race is going to start here in a little bit. And I need to eat some food, and I think I need to throw in some loads of laundry today. That'll be something to do. That'll be super exciting. So you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And now I'm out of here, so here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
Here's some more helpful advice about clamps.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.